But this is not, it has no contradiction with the Islamic teachings. Please sit down. Islam speaks of general principles and tells us the philosophy behind. That is, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks of the philosophy because yuallimuhumul kitaba wal hikmah. So the hikmah of using the right hand is this, specialization. This is the age of specialization. And they understand these things in these terms. Much before them, 1400 years even before them, it is only Islam which lays special stress on specialization in every direction. Not only the use of right hand, but how you enter, you first put your right foot. When you are wearing your shoes, you put the right foot in first. Everywhere the right is differentiated from the left. These modern terminologies of rightists and leftists bear a slightly different connotation. But still the Holy Quran is speaking of those who are the rightists and those who are the leftists. At the time of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, imagine, you will not find any such reference of highly developed terminology in any religion. The reason is that Ahadra sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains that when you specialize, you lead a safe and a principled life. If the right hand is specialized for eating good things and doing good things and touching all that is good and hygienic, and the left hand, because naturally in life you find opportunities both touching good things and touching bad things. I mean, you can't do away with it. So Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to specialize your left hand for dirty things, so that even by mistake, you can't eat anything which is contaminated by your left hand, by a hand which has touched a bad thing. Now, these highly civilized people, they still have not learnt this art. The result is that when they go to urination, or when they clean themselves, they use their right hand, and when they eat something, they also use their right hand. And they have not been told the habit of washing, given the habit of washing, as Islam has given us, taught us how to wash at least 5 times a day. So those hands which are used for cleaning themselves, and by mistake everybody knows, it touches the filth as well, or picking up wrong things, the same hands are being used for eating and touching good things. When you shake hands with a non-Muslim, you are never sure whether some bacteria would be transferred to you or not. But when you shake hands with a Muslim who is a true Muslim in his behavior, you are much safer. You are in much safer hands. Because there you know that the right hand has always been used for good things. So no filth can be transferred to you. So that is one reason why the specialization is given. And the lack of specialization also has its influence on the normal physical state of people. When we know this is a phenomena, that most people in this world are born right-handed. Now, when they use the right hand for everything, the left hand is left without a use. And when something goes into disuse, it begins to weaken and lose energy and strength. So why did Allah create the left hand, not just occasionally to hold a thing with two hands, but normally it should have some other purpose in the normal daily life. So in Islam, both the hands are put to different uses. One is not rejected altogether and abandoned. You do the dirty things which you have to do anyway with the left, and do the good things with your right hand. Both are employed and for a good purpose, but they don't interfere with each other in any way, not with your routine of your life. Now, why left has not been chosen and right is chosen? There are, number one, human beings are made like this, that right hand is stronger than the left hand, generally speaking. But apart from this, the good things which the Muslims are expected to do overnumber and overshadow the bad things. So the strong hand should be used more often than the weekend, because there is less opportunity for a Muslim to touch bad things, so that hand which is weaker is left for rare usage. That hand which is stronger is specified for a use more often than not. So in every detail there is deep wisdom in Islamic injunctions, and when you understand the philosophies of these apparently small sayings of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you know his true worth and his true status. Then you understand what Holy Quran means when it says, يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. The teachings of the Holy Quran are explained by him in detail. The significance is also brought to light by Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, as far as the ambidextrous, are they called? The left-handers? Ambidextrous or something like that. That is the term. If somebody is left-handed and that hand is stronger, then that would be his right hand according to Islam. Because when you understand the significance, the right hand should be chosen for good things and stronger hands. And the weaker hand should be chosen for bad things. In his case, the left occupies the right and the right occupies the left. Pardon? You are left-handed? I see. So, for you, this is the right hand. In Islamic terminology, a left-handed person should use his left hand for good things and apparently right hand for bad things. But once you have used, I understand, if you have got the usage of this, then no harm. I mean, if somebody is left-handed and he has the habit of using his left hand for eating as well, there is no harm, because philosophy and the significance tells us that he should reserve his right hand for the filthy things in that case, but should not mix the two purposes for which the hands are used. That's correct.
The right.
Yes. Exactly. That's true.
Sometimes I use both.
Use both?
Yes.
Both the hands?
Yeah, but this one, you know, the left hand.
More often.
Power.
Stronger in power. Yes, that's right. This is, as you have said, the center of the brain which controls the movements of the hands is generally situated in the left frontal lobe, around here, just above the ear. And if it is situated on the right hemisphere of the brain, then your left becomes the right and right becomes the left. That's right.
Is that very difficult for the people left hand?
It's not difficult? Intelligence? No, I mean, I don't deny you intelligence, but as a principle this is wrong. I mean, some left-handers are intelligent and some right-handers are intelligent, but we know positively that the most intelligent being that ever was created was a right-handed person. That was Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see?
It's not worship of us, you know. There's an over of, we can't talk about Muhammad as
no, because he's Uswa Hasana. He's a model, so we must talk about him in reference to...
Agreed,
but still he is a model. He's not over in the sense that he is beyond human beings. He is over in the sense that he has excelled everybody else.
Some people say that if we try to teach them from the beginning, maybe they use the right hand for right.
No, this is wrong. People are born physically in a way that the leftists are always leftists and the rightists are always rightists. That's right.
Because this happened to me as well.
Right.
That's why I mentioned the
Thank you.